Of course, today's Tuesday, which means our very own Mark Stein will be here, GB News star, star of the Americas and the Commonwealth. He's truly a unifying figure. Mark Stein will be along shortly. There are other things in the news. I can't wait for Mark Stein to get here. I have a question. I have something I'm going to bring to Mark's attention that I just found shortly before the show that I'm sure he will be interested in. Dave, I want you to listen to this story very carefully because we might get some calls on it, darling. Trans tape, chest binders, and Packers are the latest rage in classrooms these days. School is very different, gentlemen, from when you and I attended, many of us attended school. Things are different. This is gender-affirming gear, and public schools around the country are stocking up on gender-affirming gear to go in their affirmation closets. K through 12 school districts are implementing, this comes from American Wire News today, implementing gender-affirming closets to provide students with products to help them change their gender identity. Yes, you heard me correctly. So some of the things that are being stocked in these gender-affirming closets include tucking tape, chest binders, and stand-to-pee devices. That is what they're called. I am not putting my own name on it. It is
called a damn second here.
Stand-to-pee devices. In a push to create safer and more inclusive schools, kindergarten through 12 school districts are creating gender-affirming closets. Libraries, school libraries, children's hospitals, and LGBTQ organizations are partnering with school districts to provide the money and the resources to create these closets. The No Left Turn in Education folks are concerned about this trend in public schools. Their group against it. They say not only do these gender-affirming closets usurp parents' rights, but they are practicing mental health, gender-affirming medical care without staff being licensed medical health care professionals. Now, Ava, dear, you have a microphone. You can use it.
Do you know?
Yes, Ava, thank you. Ava's screening your calls today, by the way. Be very nice to her when you call. Do you know what tucking tape is, Ava?
I have some thoughts as to what it would be.
What would be your thoughts, Ava, as to what tucking tape would be?
I think a man at birth, right, would use it to, tuck.
To tuck what?
His member.
Yeah. That's, Ava, you're very wise indeed. Did you go to public schools?
I did not. No, I didn't.
Oh, no wonder you have, well, okay. But Ava, you're absolutely right. Thank you. Yes, tucking tape, ladies and gentlemen, is what young boys, kindergarten, now through high school, are being advised to use to tuck away their maleness. We discussed this on the show earlier this year, and people were aghast, but apparently in schools they're welcoming the tucking tape. So young boys are urged to use tucking tape to make sure that they look flat. Kind of like, you know, the Ken Barbie doll look. You know what I mean? If you've ever, and not that I didn't play with dolls when I was a kid. I was a boy back then. Boys kind of, how do I do this without sounding like a misogynist? Boys didn't play with doll babies very often when I was growing up. I mean, we had G.I. Joes. Some men, I didn't even play with those because it was like no dolls for me, not even army dolls. But if you've ever seen the Ken doll, you know that the Ken doll is not, I mean, the Barbie doll has some, Joe Biden would be much better at explaining this than me, but not only that, now it's your turn, Kevin, Tucking tape, women also use tucking tape. Do you know, apparently, what women in schools, our public schools, are now being urged to use tucking tape for?
I don't, actually. This is actually the first time I've actually heard of the term tucking tape, believe it or not.
Behind the times. Tucking tape is used to, and I'm quoting from the news story today, again, that story in AmericanWireNews.com. Tucking tape is used to push breast tissue flat in order to create chest masculinization over time. So if you use the tape and flatten out your then over a period of time, it stays flat. Now, back when I was going to school, and many of you were going to school, one of the worst things that you could tell a woman, a young girl, is one of the taunts that mean boys used to use is to point to a girl and say, oh, you're flat-chested. Girls didn't like that. These days, the school is actually providing tape so that the girls can be flat-chested and that the boys can be tucked away and not show any signs of their, as Ava so aptly put it, their member. So,
ay, ay, ay.
They're called chest binders. And sometimes they have double panel binders. This is all new. This is the new education. When I, again, not to date myself and sound horribly old, but I remember the big argument when I was in school was over new math. Do you remember that? New math. We were going to teach algebra a different way. We're going to teach geometry a different way. It was new math. We were going to update the way education took place for children. Now, it is not new math, but new gender. The Laurie Children's Hospital in Chicago has partnered with several schools in that city to provide LGBTQ resources, such as websites for gender-affirming products. The website FTM Essentials, which sells items, has a stand to pee device. Scott, your turn. Scott, what do you think a stand to pee device would
Well,
be?
I have one.
You do?
I do. And I believe that the wife actually has one of those as well for trip emergencies. And my guess would be that it allows the woman to urinate in the standing position. No?
Yeah.
Okay.
They are prosthetic. Again, I am quoting from the news story. Please, ladies and gentlemen.
Mine's built in, by the way, just to clarify.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, babe. But for females, the stand-to-pee devices are prosthetic penises designed for standing urination for females. They also have harness and tight boxer briefs that are required to help keep the devices in place. And this is for females. Females can also use packers, what they call packers, or a prosthetic penis to give a realistic bulge if they want to have a male-like bulge. This is... What is he talking? I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, things that are now in the gender-affirming closets in public schools for your children, kindergarten children, through high school. So if you wanted to know if your schools were up to date, have no fear. They are. Your kids can have everything they've ever dreamed of, including their very own tuck tape and stand-to-pee devices. Thought you'd like to know. Consider it a public service from Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour. Coming back in a moment.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop. Opt out.
Does this noise sound painfully familiar to you? Here's the thing you need to know about snoring. It could be a sign of a very big health problem called sleep apnea. People with sleep apnea have been found to be at an increased risk for serious health conditions like coronary heart disease and other cardiovascular diseases. And studies show that as many as 80% of all sleep apnea cases go undiagnosed. If you or loved one think you have sleep apnea, you need to know before before it's too late. Here's the good news. Now you can find out if you have sleep apnea quickly and easily right from the comfort of your own home with no expensive or time-consuming doctor visits or overnight sleep lab stays required. Just send one simple text to get started. Text QUIET to 323232 to get a private link to the sleep apnea quiz. Text QUIET to 323232. It takes just minutes and could literally save your life. Don't wait. Text QUIET to 323232 now. Text the word QUIET to 323232. Text QUIET to 323232.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
He's always mistakenly British.
Tea and crumpets.
Cheerio.
But he's really a Canuck. Known on all seven continents.
Oh, I know who you are.
America's undocumented anchorman. He's a recording star and a TV star. Tuesdays, James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, presents Mark Stein.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he is the uniter. A man that can unite the free states of America and the Commonwealth of the Commonwealth. Mark Stein. Mark Stein.
I sat down, put my headphones on, and the first words I heard were you saying prosthetic penis. And, which I gather are now free in schoolhouses across America. Do you know, in my day, this is what's happened. In my day, we had to make our own prosthetic penis in shop class. You know, the first prosthetic penis I had was I made was out of plywood, and I think it lasted me until about fifth grade. Although the splinters were murder by that point, but now they're handing them out for free. Progress.
I'm telling you, nothing like being a student in today's schools. I have Mark. First of all. You're king, Mark. You're king. Your new king has released his what do they call that thing there? Your official logo.
You've got to get up on this lingo. The Royal Cipher.
That's because, right, the cipher.
The Royal Cipher, which is the bit that says, you know, I was crossing the US-Canadian border a couple of days ago on Saturday, and the guy with on the Canadian side with the cap badge, and he had the St. Edward's crown, which is the one the Queen used, but the king, the new king, is using the Tudor crown, which is a different crown, and so that guy and a bazillion other people is going to have his cap badge. That border guard at wherever it was, Derby Line, Vermont, or wherever, that border crossing, he's going to have his cap badge replaced. That's going to be the principal form of economic growth in most Commonwealth. Everything else is kaput, but making new crowns for the cap badges of every border guard across the Commonwealth is going to be the only economic growth over the next
couple of years. But it's not without controversy, apparently. Someone is claiming that this new cipher that King Charles has is strikingly similar to the Manchester United logo.
Oh, it's such a shame, you know, because if it had been similar to the New York Yankees, you could have actually completed your revolution, James, and actually sued the monarchy you threw off into oblivion. But if they bring that case, if Man United sue in some rinky-dink English court, they'll be awarded like 2,000 quid or something, you know. three groats and a farthing. Unless you file that suit in like Nevada or Florida, you're not going to win anything on that.
Well, and I have some other news for you, and I expect to see this on your GB News show. I expect to see the video of this one, Mark. Rachel Dolezal I saw this right before the news. Mm. She is back in the news. Rachel Dolezal, who, you know, was the NAACP president claiming to be black, but wasn't really, not so much.
Yeah.
She has an OnlyFans page.
Oh, what?
And she's showing off. She's showing off Rihanna's new lingerie line. She is in. This woman is in with her back to the apparently They blocked that part out, thankfully. lingerie line is Rihanna's, and she's showing it off on her OnlyFans page. So I expect to see a full report of this on your GB News show so that you can let the world know what's going on here.
Well, actually, that's what there's a big row in Britain over that about some Labour guy calling the Conservative Chancellor only superficially black. He actually is black, so he's not like Rachel Dolezal. What I'm interested to know is that if, like, Rachel Dolezal is in a thong, does she have the coverage? Does she have the full body coverage of her chosen tint?
It's a question that I dare not.
No, this is too far. Let's go back to prosthetic penises in grade school.
What am I doing here?
I have something I'd like you to listen to. It is our very own Karine Jean-Pierre, our new press gal, Biden's press gal. And the setup for this is that this is the tale of two press gals. Jen Psaki was on some show, and she was talking about Biden's chances or whatever. And then Peter Ducey had the audacity to ask Jean-Pierre about it. Here's how that whole exchange sounded.
They also know that crime is a huge vulnerability for Democrats. I would say one of the biggest vulnerabilities.
Jen Psaki says that crime is a huge vulnerability for Democrats. Why would she say that?
I don't agree with your characterization of what she actually said.
No, you don't need to characterize it. She actually said it. Do you know, I think Karine Jean-Pierre, she has a beautiful, I love that name, but I think she mainly exists to make Jen Psaki look like a towering genius, because Karine Jean-Pierre just can't, when she was talking about the economy the other day, and she was going on about how people have had all these benefits from they've had life-changing benefits from the last year and a half of the Biden economy. And at that point, you know, she's just flown the coop. She hasn't even got these things like Jen Psaki used to do, that I'll circle back to you on that thing. She's just like circling around the drain and not getting back. And I don't think at a certain point, reality has to assert itself. And if it doesn't, then people will be joining her circling down the drain.
Well, speaking of circling down the drain, this is good. When overseas, there's a controversy in New Zealand. And New Zealand controversy is another one I'd like you to listen to. A young climate activist there, her name is Izzy Cook, was being interviewed. And Izzy Cook was asking people not to travel to places, you know, like the whole thing that liberals do. They tell us to stay off planes. It's harming the world. And this exchange, it goes on for a little bit, but this is how this exchange went.
For example,
so we would have to apply to have like approved events to be able to fly for.
Well, that's one thing that you could look at doing.
Am I allowed to go to Fiji? Is that necessary?
In the current climate crisis, I don't think that that's necessary.
When was the last time you were on a plane?
I'm not sure. Maybe a few months ago, to be honest.
Where'd you go?
Fiji.
Izzy! Izzy! Don't you care about the climate, Izzy?
Of course I care about the climate.
Not enough. You went to Fiji.
Oh,
Izzy,
boy.
Come on, mate. Are you serious? Are you serious, Izzy?
That's fantastic.
It is pretty ironic, but to be honest, it's not really a trip that I wanted to go on, but I can't really get out of it.
Why'd you go?
My parents wanted to go.
Izzy!
I didn't want to go.
Are you embarrassed that your parents did that to the planet and then forced you to do it as well?
Of course I'm not embarrassed.
Did you have a terrible time?
Not really. I didn't have a terrible time.
I'm sorry, mate. Listen, You're such a champion. I think you've got a brilliant future ahead of
that's
you.
Good, and, that's good, Mark. This is hysterical.
That is that's really bad luck, isn't it? When you for the host to pick the one place he's gone to. But that's actually how the world works, isn't it? Because that's that you don't need to go to Fiji, but she'll still be going to Fiji. And that's what? And that's the same thing with Martha's Vineyard. People have accepted that, really, that, you know, our elites need to travel around the world. Leonardo DiCaprio, Al Gore, John Kerry, they need to jet around everywhere. But you don't. You can just stay in your backyard.
Well, Izzy Cook's mom is pissed. She wrote a blistering, I guess, op-ed, just raking this the anchor woman there, Heather Duplessis-Aline, over the coals for bullying her daughter like this.
She didn't bully. The thing about this is where the whole saving the planet rubbish leads. I mean, Fiji, I love Fiji. I'll tell you one thing, if there's any aspiring writers out there, that the Suva Times in Fiji paid me more for my syndicated column than the Washington Times did, for example. So you can, if you're a freelance writer, you can make big bucks in Fiji that you can't make in Washington, D.C. I love Fiji. Why anybody thinks it's in Fiji's interest to kill travel and tourism, that's actually very important at Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania. It's one of the biggest things in all these places. So you're not doing them any favors by saying, oh, no, we can't go to your country anymore. But this is an indulgence on them. This is where saving the planet is such rubbish. Why don't you try saving your country, saving your state, saving your county, saving your town, saving your school district? I can't save my school district. That's too much trouble, too much effort. It's crazy. Every time I go in, I go to a school board meeting, there's prosthetic penises hanging everywhere. So going to the school board meeting, it's too much hard work. That it's easier to save the planet. That's the lazy option. Everything else, saving your school district from all the march of the prosthetic penises, is actually much more difficult than saving the planet.
Well, Marx, thank you so much. That's the time we have for today. We have to talk about that Woca-Wola company, Unilever, next time we get together.
Yeah, that's true. The whole Ben and Jerrified thing that's happening to the parent company.
Thank you, Mark Stein. And we look forward to seeing you on GB News. Mark Stein Online, STEYN. Mark Stein Online is where people can find you.
Thanks a lot, James.
Talk to you later, Mark.